USA Radio News.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said today that Russia is continuing to pursue efforts to interfere in U.S. elections. Coats also shared a specific message that President Trump gave him.
The president has specifically directed us to make the matter of the election meddling and securing our election process a top priority, and we have done that and are doing that and will continue to do so. We have incorporated the lessons learned from the 2016 election and implemented a broad spectrum of actions to share more information across the federal government, as well as with state and local governments, and also with the public and the private sector. The intelligence community continues to be concerned about the threats of upcoming U.S. elections.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A few months back, IHOP changed its name to IHOB, changing the P in pancakes to a B as for burgers. Well, did that move translate to sales for IHOP, though, over these past few months? Well, Steve Joyce is a Dine Brands Global CEO, which also owns Applebee's. He talked about if this move was a successful one for IHOP.
A couple things happened. One is we taught a new generation that the P stands for pancake, because they didn't know, a lot of them. And secondly, we quadrupled the number of burgers we're selling, and that's continuing. And both lunch and dinner part sales went up significantly. So for us, it was great. We had a lot of fun with it. So did everybody else. Some people took it a little seriously, but it was very fun.
Yesterday, the Trump administration announced plans regarding some new short-term health care plans. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar talked about the benefits to the plans.
Well, what we're doing is bringing more affordable options to individuals who are trapped under the Affordable Care Act.
This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
T-Mobile is online to launch its TV service this year. That's at least according to COO Mike Sievert. Sievert was also asked on Fox Business how President Trump cutting business regulations has helped T-Mobile.
Well, you know, the business is working in a good regulatory environment right now. And one thing that's really helping us is tax reform. You know, we were able to reiterate a long-term outstanding cash flow guidance of 46 to 48% over a multi-year period, in part due to the effects of tax reform. And in addition, this deal that we're announced with its $43 billion in potential synergies for our shareholders is also a beneficiary of tax reform.
T-Mobile is also set to merge with Sprint, and many people are wondering what this will do to competition. Sievert addresses that.
The biggest driver of competition in a market like ours is capacity. And what we're doing with the new T-Mobile is creating an unprecedented network with, and get this, 7 times the current capacity of Sprint and T-Mobile. With that unprecedented capacity, we're going to bring competition to AT&T and Verizon and Comcast like they've never seen.
Sievert was then asked what needs to be done to make this merger take place.
Well, it needs to be pro-competitive and it needs to be pro-consumer. And that's what we're confident it is. You know, 3 months ago when we announced this deal, we said, look, we want to be able to make our case that this is great for Americans. And since then, we've been hard at work. We've filed our public interest statement. We've filed our S-4 registration. We've met with every major group in government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.